You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
We'll be right back. 103.1.
Just be
103.1 FM.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while the zips attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
Real Mix 103.1.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you work. Make 'em go as you shoot across.
Real Mix 103.1.
just a dream. That was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much. I haven't said.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change your heart.
103.1 FM.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. After ordering controversial searches of homes of Latinx democracy advocates in August, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sued two counties in early September for attempting to register citizens to vote prior to the 2024 election. The Texas Tribune reports that last week, AG Paxton sued two liberal-leaning Texas counties encompassing the cities of Austin and San Antonio for a proposed mailing of voter registration forms to unregistered voters. Bexar and Travis County commissioners voted to approve the distribution despite threats by Paxton. Paxton said in a statement, quote, "It is unlawful and reckless for counties to use taxpayer dollars to indiscriminately send voter registration forms with no consideration of the recipient's eligibility or without statutory authority to do so," unquote. Texas law does not expressly prohibit distribution of voter registration forms, only applications for voting by mail. A Texas driver's license or other approved identification is required when registering, and a voter registration certificate or approved ID when voting. A Travis County spokesperson told the Texas Tribune, "It is disappointing that any statewide elected official would prefer to sow distrust and discourage participation in the electoral process." We've linked to the Texas Tribune's great reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Knowing how I made you feel, and I should have been gone after all your words of steel. Oh, I must have been a dreamer, dreamer, and I must have been someone else, and we should have been.
Trail Mix 103.1.